For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. Joining me today is Sherrod DiGrippo, Director of Threat Intelligence at Microsoft. Sherrod, as always, great to be speaking with you.
Good to speak with you too, Paul.
So according to an article in Quartz, thousands of LG smart TVs have a security bug that could let hackers hijack them. Sherrod, why don't you break this down for us? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Looks like there's about 7,000 of those devices in the United States. They're LG TVs, but I would bet that this isn't unique to just that maker, and there's probably quite a few TVs that are vulnerable to attacks out there. And a couple of things that I found interesting about this is that they think there's 91,000 devices worldwide with this particular bug. It's WebOS, and that's an operating system that runs televisions, runs devices, and essentially they're saying that a threat actor could potentially take over your TV. Something that I find really interesting about that is several years ago, we saw televisions specifically get infected with ransomware. And so these are pretty significant vulnerabilities because they can brick your TV.
Well, you know, maybe it's fate that Steve, our regular host for this show, is actually out, but I know he has LG TVs, but so do I. So my question for you, Sherrod, is should I be worried about this?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I mean, you know, yeah, tell me, is there anything I could do? Like, you know, because I really am worried. I do have an LG TV. I use it almost every day.
Yeah, I use LG monitors. I really like them. But if you were to ask me, Sherrod, should I be worried about everything? I would say, yes, of course you should be worried constantly. That's what I call a security mindset. I think what's important here for consumers and people to think about is these devices that are internet connected in your home, they are really kind of that emerging battlefront, that emerging IoT world. In 2023, CactusCon, a great security conference, their focus was all about IoT and these devices that they don't quite operate the same way a traditional laptop, a traditional host would operate, but they're just as vulnerable, if not more.
Right.
I think we have to think about, you know, what are the things that we're connecting, whether they're thermostats or internet-connected washer and dryer or TVs or things that we don't necessarily think about protecting in the same way that we protect a computer immediately, right? Like, oh yeah, I do my updates on my computer. I think about the Wi-Fi networks that I connect it to. I'm updating my apps. I'm keeping my computer safe. And then you ask somebody like, when's the last time you updated the firmware on your TV? Have you ever updated the firmware on your TV?
You know, I have actually, because I'm one of those weirdos that reads like release notes on the software updates, but I know not everybody's like me, so.
I think that you're probably the exception, as you know. Like, if I say to somebody, when's the last time you updated firmware? It's like, stop right there. I've never updated a firmware. For me, I am heavily focused on edge devices. So those are your routers, your APs, any kind of wireless hardware that you have in your home. Thinking about rebooting those, because we've continued to see threat actors leverage home networks. For years now, they're launching attacks from those home networks. And that's something that would really reduce the threat landscape overall is if we update the TVs, the smart devices, the routers and edge devices in the home. Unfortunately, homes are connected now and you got to update those things too. Got to update your house.
Well, yeah, that's right. Smart homes and everything. Smart thermostats, smart cameras. The list is basically endless. I know I was recently at a family dinner party, if you will, and my uncle was telling me how, oh, I don't need the newest iOS because I don't want all these fancy new changes. And I'm like, listen, it's about the security updates.
Yes.
You know, again, I'm going back to that. I'm really trying to plead with him, like, please, you know, now we're all connected to the same Wi-Fi. I'm in your home. Like, oh my God, you don't update any of your devices. Do I have to leave right now? Or do I have to go update all your stuff for you? You know, what's going to happen?
Update his stuff for him. I got in a little bit of trouble last year. We had a big, large event called Microsoft Ignite in Seattle. It was great. And it was in early November. I was doing a talk on stage. And before we sort of got going, I said, hey, everybody in the audience, raise your hand if you're going home for Thanksgiving or traveling to see people for Thanksgiving. Everyone raises their hand. I said, everyone with your hand up, you're going to be doing some device updates for me while you're there. Like every time you go to family's homes, I mean, go at least reboot those devices and update that firmware, update that router hardware, update the firmware that's in those. I mean, when's the last time you even picked those things up? I hate doing mine because it's like under the sofa and it's all kind of dusty, but you got to do it.
Well, you're talking about Microsoft Ignite, which is a conference, and 'tis the season essentially for RSA, right? We're in April when we're recording this, late April, it's coming right up. I'm just curious to switch gears for a second, Sherrod. Are you going to RSA?
I am going to RSA, and I looked back and I have gone to RSA for 23 years.
Wow. That's incredible.
Other than like a couple misses during COVID. Yeah. I've gone to RSA for so many years and I will be there this year. I would love for anyone to stop by, say hello. We're going to be having some experiences at the Microsoft Hub, which is at the Palace Hotel, a couple blocks away from Moscone. Of course, we'll have, you know, Microsoft and Moscone. But I love RSA because, I mean, it's a bit wild. Have you been before, Paul?
Yeah, I went actually pre-COVID. And then since then, we've had some other crew members. We go every year as a company, Cybercrime Magazine. We've attended every year since I've been here, at least. So yeah, we're big fans.
So you know the energy, the vibe at RSA conference?
Yeah, I mean, it's a beehive, I think. But it's a good beehive.
It is, yes.
It's a friendly beehive.
It's crazy. I'll have to find the video. One year, I was coming down the big elevators into Moscone, and I did like a time-lapse video of just buzz, 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 people moving everywhere. There's people packed in everywhere. It's really where the security vendors come and really show what they're all about. And I think that's a great opportunity. I think it's a great opportunity to meet people that have the same problems you have.
Yeah, like updating family devices, right? Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. And I remember Nick Carr, one of our threat intelligence analysts on Twitter, was sort of like, thanks a lot, Jared. Now I feel obligated to go update firmware at my mom's house and things like that. But yeah, I think RSA conference is a great opportunity for anyone showing up. I hope I get to see you there. Is Steve going to go?
You know, I'm not sure, actually. I'm going to speak with him. I think his daughter's graduating from college that week.
Yes,
it's like a weird timing.
That.
Yeah. So I don't know if he'll be going. But like I said, we have a couple guys going. We have Kyle here, who you might have interacted with, Sam. Those guys are going to be there for sure.
That's awesome. I hope everyone comes by RSA conference. If not, we will be recording an episode of the Threat Intelligence podcast live. So we'll release that and you can kind of get an idea of how buzzy RSA conference is.
Well, listen, Sherrod, before we let you go, I do have to ask the question. I feel obligated, I will say, because it's about Boris. And usually it's Steve asking you these questions. I feel like I know the answer, but I want to hear it anyways. Is Boris actually going with you to RSA? I'm not quite sure where you live in relation to California.
I live in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
So Boris will not be attending RSA. This is a thing I've said before. This guy, this dog that lives with me, his behavior, 10 out of 10. Like, he's a perfect dog in public. Never gets in trouble. Super sweet. Well behaved. Like, he's so good in public. I need to figure out how to get him on a plane. Mm. That's the only problem. Maybe I need a private jet.
The Boris private jet, I think, is something any airline would certainly accommodate.
Boris Air LLC. Yeah, he needs that. No, Boris won't be at RSA, but he'll be here with the dog sitter. And she's great. She sends a lot of pics and stuff. So I'll post some of those.
That's wonderful. Sherrod, as always, great to be speaking with you. And yeah, obviously, to any of our listeners, please look out for Sherrod at RSA. I'm sure you'd be happy to meet with them.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Paul.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding.